This news update's being brought to you by Bresky Siding Building Repair of Kendi. Bresky Siding Building Repairs, your roofing, gutter, and siding experts. And by McKenzie Jewelers. If you don't know diamonds, know your jeweler. McKenzie Jewelers in the Bad Axe Shopping Center of Bad Axe. Also, Al Hansen Motors in downtown Bad Axe, the Thumb's only used car dealer with a full-line service department. Good morning and happy Columbus Day from the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom. I'm Russ Cervantes with a look at your news. A community-led memorial honoring the late Charlie Kirk will be held Tuesday, October 14th at 7 p.m. in Bad Axe's Jim Hicks Veterans Memorial Park beside the Huron County Courthouse. Organized by local pastors from Huron and Sanilac counties, the peaceful non-political service invites attendees to wear red in remembrance. Kirk, a national conservative figure and founder of Turning Point USA, was killed last month while speaking in Utah. Pastors from Bad Axe Methodist Church, Life Song Church, Mercy Hill Church, and Faithway Church will deliver messages celebrating his life and values. Local group We the County is also supporting the tribute. Residents of all political backgrounds are encouraged to attend and join in a movement of unity and reflection. Show that we can stand united in solidarity and do not condone violence in any form against anyone, irregardless if we disagree. We can agree to disagree and live as one community, one state, and one country. An Almont village in Lapeer County is moving forward with an off-road vehicle ordinance designed to bring local rules in line with county standards, prompted by recommendations from its police department and influenced by ongoing ORV policy development in neighboring Altamont Township. The council deliberated on whether to maintain local control or default to state ORV laws, highlighting that county ordinances require formal adoption to apply within village limits. Drafting the ordinance involves addressing driver age restrictions, operating hours, enhanced vehicle safety features for visibility, and precise definitions for different off-road vehicles. In addition to ORV policy changes, Almont's undertaking several infrastructure improvements, including new sewer lines, plans for a DPW building, upgrades to water services and streets, and a village-wide computer system update. And the popularity of short-term rentals continues to grow as more and more municipalities draft ordinances to allow them and to govern them. In Lapeer County, the newest entity to start developing an ordinance to allow and govern short-term rentals is Imlay City. During Tuesday's meeting, the City Commission conducted the first reading of a proposed ordinance to establish, allow, and govern short-term rentals. The proposed ordinance comes with some caveats. One caveat is restricting the number of short-term rentals in the city to only five. Some of the other regulations that a short-term rental home has to have adequate parking, would be allowed only in certain areas of the city, and would require a special land use permit. The proposed ordinance will require a second reading and then adoption.
It's starting to get colder outside, and that means you need to make sure your car, truck, or SUV is in tip-top shape. This is Tyler Hansen. Remember, Al Hansen Motors is the only used auto dealer in the Thumb with a full-line service department. This week I have a clean 2014 Ford F-150 Supercab 4x4. It has a 5-liter V8 and is equipped with Bluetooth, full power, and cloth interior. With only 100,000 miles and virtually no rust, come take it for a test drive and take it home for just $16,980. I also have a 2019 Ram 1500 Laramie Crew Cab 4x4. It has heated seats all around, cooled front seats, a backup camera, leather, full power, front and rear park assist, power tailgate, power rear window, navigation, remote start, and a 5.7 Hemi V8. With 88,000 miles, I am asking $28,780. Looking for an SUV? We have a 2022 Chevy Trailblazer RS. It's all-wheel drive and has heated seats, heated steering wheel, a backup camera, Bluetooth, lane keep assist, collision detection, and remote start. It has 45,000 miles, and I'm asking $24,980. And if you need something less than 100,000 miles for under $10,000, I have a 2015 Ford Escape. It's all-wheel drive, has full power, heated cloth seats, Bluetooth, a backup camera, and remote start. With 92,000 miles, it's only $99.80.
I'm Al Hansen, and I guarantee it.
Oh, no!
Bresky Siding and Building Repair.
I need your help right away.
What was that?
Please hold. My drone hit the window.
What have I told you about flying that thing in the house?
Here, Mom. It's for you.
Hello?
I hear you're in need of some help.
I'd say so. My son just put his drone through the front window.
We can replace your window for you.
While you're at it, can you look at the roof and the gutters? They're starting to show age.
No problem.
Call my dad.
Call me, Derek Bresky, at Bresky Siding and Building Repair today for all your roofing, window, and gutter needs.
Call my dad. 989-529-8167.
Wall Street started the week on a downturn as fresh U.S.-China trade tensions rattled Asian and American markets. President Trump's new tariffs threats led to a sharp sell-off, with Asian shares sliding to their lowest in months. This follows a recent bout of volatility tied to global trade policy uncertainty. Market analysts urge investors to brace for further shifts as talks continue. Trump said new tariffs are meant to press China towards a fair trade agreement. Global economic observers remain cautiously optimistic about a resolution. And in France, former President Nicolas Sarkozy is set to learn his prison date for criminal conspiracy. His appeal failed last week, bringing his long legal battle to a close. The National Financial Prosecutor's Office will decide where he serves his sentence. Public reaction there is mixed, with some calling the prosecution politically motivated. French authorities stress the importance of upholding the rule of law. Sarkozy's case has dominated headlines across Europe. And that's been a look at your news this hour, brought to you by Bresky Siding Building Repair. Bresky Siding Building Repairs, your roofing, gutter, and siding experts. And by McKenzie Jewelers. If you don't know diamonds, know your jeweler. McKenzie Jewelers in the Bad Axe Shopping Center of Bad Axe. Also, Al Hansen Motors in downtown Bad Axe, a Thumb's only used car dealer with a full-line service department.
At McKenzie Jewelers, we believe every piece of jewelry holds a unique story. Whether it's a symbol of love, a celebration of a milestone, or simply to treat yourself. At McKenzie Jewelers, we're here to help you find something truly special. From classic diamond studs to elegant stackable bands and show-stopping necklaces, our collection has something to fit every occasion and every budget. Each piece is hand-picked for its exceptional quality, beauty, and timeless appeal. With McKenzie Jewelers, it's not just about jewelry. It's about creating lasting memories with personalized service and a team dedicated to finding something that comes from your heart. You won't just leave with a purchase, you'll leave with a cherished keepsake. Visit us today. We're located on the north side of Bed Axe, or go to McKenzieJewelers.com and let us be part of your unforgettable moments.
If you don't know diamonds, know your jeweler. That's McKenzie Jewelers on the north side of Bed Axe.
McKenzie Jewelers of Bad Axe, now proud to say celebrating 40 years of serving our community.
Shopping at the north end of Bad Axe is not complete without a visit to the following: Ashley Home Store and McKenzie Jewelers.
And that's been your news for this hour. From the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom, I'm Russ Servance. Thank you for joining me this Columbus Day.